Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. 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 Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. Hallelujah. 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 I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. Sons and daughters, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. And I am just so eternally grateful when I see that sign that says on air. Hallelujah, hallelujuah, hallelujuah. Knowing that we have an opportunity to corporately come into the presence of the Almighty God. Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Minister. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. We just thank the Lord for healing right now. And we thank the Lord for His peace, peace in our bodies. Peace in our spirits, peace in our mind, just God's peace and His joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like stepping out on something and just allowing God. Well, no, let me take that back. It's like stepping out on a sure foundation. Stepping out, hallelujah. No matter what it looked like, just stand, just step out on it, His word, hallelujah, and He just soars high above the situation because He has it. It's in His control, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Like you can just sense the presence of God just looking down on you, hallelujah. Bless His name, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reassurance, I got you, I got you, I got you, I got you. Yeah, I guess you could say it's like, feel like you're on a boat and it's causing some problems, and then the rescue will come. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Isn't God good? Oh yes, He is. He's good, He's kind. But I will fear and I will doubt, not and maybe He won't hear us this time, and maybe, you know, those doubts, security, but He loves us enough to reassure us. He loves us enough to encourage us. He loves us enough to just allow us to feel His presence. He knows everything. Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows, and He does care. And we, not that we're so deep, because we can all have those moments, but that's why we have to be strong one for another. That's why we have to encourage each other. Hallelujah. You encourage me, I encourage you. We encourage each other. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a word that we give, and He said, oh, that was just me. Oh, that was so powerful. But that word the Lord used to you to give to me. Amen. So it's not so much that it's coming from you and I'm thinking you super deep. No, no. I know that we all have our moments, and God knows that best. That best. Excuse me. And so we comfort one another. And when we seek God and say, I don't know what to say, He knows what He will have us to say to encourage each other. And even when it feels like we can't receive it, God's word has gone forth and it will not return to Him void. He said, I am the God that heals. I am the God that healeth my people. As He sent His word, and He And many of us are going through a lot of things right now, this epidemic, with the unraveling and the exposure of the hatred in this nation. I'm kind of shamefaced for America because we went so many places defending other people, and we had issues here that needed defending. We had a good plan, a policy on paper, but in actuality, we need help. So we thank God for being our help and ask God to remember all the broken hearts. And there's so much fear now. And then there are those who are capitalizing on the fear. But God is in control. As hard as it seems. And God knew that this time was coming. And we ask God to have his divine work. And we ask God to cover us in the blood of Yeshua Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that he can send help from the sanctuary. Yes. He can send help from the sanctuary. And he knows what to expose and who to expose. We know that. But we who are called to pray, it's a war going on, and it would be very easy to discourage us from praying, but we know that it's a war going on, and that we should be about our Father's business. And some people say, well, I can't do nothing but pray. You mean to tell me, you have an audience with the Almighty God, the Creator, the Maker of the heavens and the earth, and you're going to lessen that like you wish you could do something greater? Really? Because you work or operate or move outside of what he has ordained is for naught. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Hallelujah! Yes, he will. Because the earth, he's the giver and the receiver of life. He know the plans that he has. Hallelujah. We bless his most holy name. Yes, we do. We bless the name of the Almighty God. Yes, we do. Without a shadow of a doubt, we know that he is in control. And nothing happened by chance. Nothing. Zero. Zero. All of this, all of it that's going on. My God, it's painful. But God is yet in control. Don't forget to pray. Don't give up on prayer. You have an audience with, oh my God. If you have an audience with the Most High God, you are his child. Are you calling and saying, I don't know, help me, save me? He'll do it. Oh my God. Yes, he's a loving and kind father. In the midst of all of this that we have done, this perfect courage. We were perfect. We were the ones who were supposed to defend and protect. Now we need someone to oh God, protect us from each other. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy. We're made in the image and the likeness of God himself. Oh God, please help us. Oh. God, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We expose you. Most holy God. Most holy God. Thank you for your love, your joy, your peace. Thank you for your calmness in us. Oh God. Thank you for the warriors, the prayer warriors, and the watchmen on the wall. Oh God, that told what they saw, even though it appears that it fell on deaf ears. But we know that nothing happens without you first revealing it to your servant. Almighty God, Almighty God, have mercy. Have mercy on us, Almighty God, for you are our hiding place, our shield of defense, Almighty God. Oh, very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, you are, Almighty God, and you will fuck up our Father, hallelujah, who art in heaven. Hallowed be your most holy name. Thy kingdom come, great God. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you. Thank you for meeting our needs individually and corporately. Thank you, Almighty God, that you're watching over us and guiding us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you, your Father. It is your shadow. Hallelujah. For your joy and your peace. Thank you for understanding, Almighty God. Thank you for strength to stand, Almighty God. Thank you for speaking to us. And thank you for allowing your love to flow through us. Hallelujah. And over us. God, hallelujah. All glory to your name, Master. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for every door of opportunity to preach, to teach your word. Bless the hearts of those that will hear, even in the future, that you will allow us to bring them to this place, this address, Almighty God, and pray that a word will be written and richly receive, Almighty God, according to you, and according to you. Oh, reassured and comfort. Oh, bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you, we magnify you. For you are our provider. For you are the God that's more than enough. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you that we can be in this temple. Thank you, Almighty God, for your presence. Oh, all fear is doubt. All my insecurities, Almighty God, are gone. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Our hope is in you. And our hope looks up to thee, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness. Thank you for your wisdom that you depart for us for this day. Thank you that every decision that we have to make, we lay it at your feet, God. And we thank you for giving us wisdom and understanding. Thank you for filling our mouths with the right words to speak and speak on a timely basis. Thank you, God. Oh, God, allow your Holy Spirit to flow. Oh, mighty God, I'll flow in us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer, yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. High priest, the intercessor. High glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. You prayed so long ago over we can be absolutely and do absolutely nothing without you. Thank you for strengthening us, being our strength. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for guiding us and directing us. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting Almighty God around your people, a wall of fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that we are guarded by the Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. 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 May we walk according to your will and according to your way. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the path that you way that you put us on, Almighty God. Glory. Thank you for holy boldness in you, Almighty God. I thank you for the refreshing, the renewing. Hallelujah. 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 Remember our children and the youth, Almighty God. Remember, Almighty God, the fears of Robakushita. Oh, God, you see, and you know, Almighty God. You see, God. So we ask for your help, God. We ask that you put a wall of fire around us that the enemy cannot touch us off. Almighty God, you see and you know. You see, God. You see it all and you know it all. Oh, we call on the God of our salvation for help. Not a vanity, but for help, Almighty God, in every area of our lives and our people, Almighty God, Almighty God. Remember the cries of our Father, Almighty God. And we thank you for walking with us. We thank you for removing those that would bring harm to us, God. We cry unto our Lord, our God, for you are our help and our deliverer. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. You see, God, we need help from you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, all souls belong to you. Oh, God, man was made in the image of you and your likeness, Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty God. You count life very valuable, Almighty God, for man was made in the image of God. You sent your son. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, you would not have done it if mankind was not important to you. So we cried out, Almighty God, for help and ask you to stay the hand of the enemy. Not so we can do wrong, but we all need help. We all need direction. We all need cleansing from all unrighteousness, Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Then we need harmony and peace with you, Almighty God, and with each other. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Almighty God. Not about silver and gold. Almighty God, it's about a renewing and refreshing and a strengthening. It's about hiding us. Under the presence of the Almighty God, you are a shield of defense. Oh, hide us, Almighty God. Oh, God, in anything and everything that is not of you. Rebasted it out. free, Lord, your people, as a whole, your church, Almighty God. Oh God, strengthen us, be our strength, our very present help. Oh God, remember every system of man, walking, mighty God, chains, Almighty God, hallelujah, walk in these United States. Oh, we welcome your presence, Almighty God. Oh, sovereign God, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, physical and spiritual. Thank you for giving us ears to hear you, Almighty God. And thank you for giving us a heart to obey you, God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you that you've given us hunger for your word and your will and your way, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for infusing us with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing power to walk right. Walk as children of the Most High God. That the world will see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God. Send your angels to God, your people, Almighty God, the four corners of this earth, Almighty God. Thank you for saving. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for your help. Thank you that you're our judge, our lawyers. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're the great physician, our doctor, our healer. Thank you, Almighty God. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you for giving us clarity and understanding of your word. Glory. Thank you for ordering ourselves. Bless your name. Remember our neighbors, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Meet each one at their point of need. Oh God. Hallelujah. Remember every prophet, every apostle, every evangelist, every bishop, every deacon. That's a deacon indeed. Every preacher, every pastor, every teacher of the gospel. Allow the teaching to flow freely, anointed by you, the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That understanding come forth. That it make living easier. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you now. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to remember those who are starting their services. Ask the Lord, this is ordained time to allow your Spirit, Almighty God, to just blow through the building. Blow through the building, Almighty God. Blow through and blow on the people. Protect, Almighty God. Heal, Almighty God, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his miracle. We thank God that we won't walk in where we walk now. Thank him for his anointing power. Thank you that we are holding on to Almighty God. And nothing is more important than doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Not about fame and fortune. It's not about being impressive. It's about being anointed to live, to walk, to preach, to teach. Oh God, to give a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be reflected from heaven. And Jesus said, don't you know that your Father knows that you have need of these things? To seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things happen. But we don't do it so that we can get it. It's not that kind of thing. We're in the kingdom of God. And in the kingdom of God, bless your name. They're just really and a different way of living. Hallelujah. We're not seeking the gain. We're seeking to do the will of our God. We're seeking to live a life according to his standard. Hallelujah. The standard of the highest. And we thank him that we can lean and depend and trust him. But we have none of them but the Almighty God. He is our God. If he say no, he says, yes, it's me. Hallelujah. But if he says no, are we willing to say yes to be obedient and love him? Hallelujah. If he corrects, will we turn away from him? Or will we go forth and honestly honor? We're the kingdom of God. There's order. We don't seek out and run out. That's the truth. It's a really no doubt. Hallelujah. It's king. So we ask to be directed and instructed by God, by his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit in this year. We're in this world, but we're not in this world. Yet we feel pain, disappointment. We're in it, but we're not in it. Hallelujah. God said that we can trust him. And that's what we do. Trust and independence. So it was like gathering the harvest and the Lord, we believe, telling us that we will probably be going back into the church, into church service, the first Sunday of July. We'll continue to give you further information on that. And I think this Sunday, Mother, your church is having service in the parking lot. Hallelujah. Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And we'll keep giving updates on that. We'd like for that parking lot to be filled to the brim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints coming together. Hallelujah. That's power right there. That's an explosion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray God will have this perfectly. Glory be to his name. All right, we're going to read Psalms. Hallelujah. Starting at the first Psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I don't care what type of position you have in the world. I don't care if you're a child of God. Then you know you don't have to go in busting, saying your action. Our actions speak to us being children of God. Amen. We are far more capable of accomplishing greater works when we just do and not so much being loud about it. Let our walk dictate who we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't go around trying to get and do like the world. You're either in or you're out. You either do or you don't. Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to say, well, why we need revival? Because a lot of times we allow ourselves to get, well, we go to church and we shout, and then we allow ourselves to be so caught up in what the world is doing, and we want the things of the world. And to tell you the truth, sometimes at any cost, it doesn't matter. I want this, and then I can go and I can shout because I've been blessed with this and I've been blessed with that. But how did you get it? And what we don't understand is that whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. So it's a setup. Then we go crying to the Lord and say, well, how could this happen? I went to church, I paid my tithes, and you are the church. You are the light of the world. I am. We are. And we have to make decisions as to who we're going to listen to. Yes. We're encouraging each other to live holy. I don't do it. You can't. I can't listen to you. Then if we have to ask God to give us a word, and then we can start seeking him. What the scripture says about this, what the scripture says about that, then we have to ask God to give us a word. Yeah. And yes, yeah, sometimes, trust me, it's going to cost. Yes. Yeah. but you are who you are. You're a child of God. And you have to fix them. And you can't say, well, after all, this is the corporate way. Because how do you know you're going to still be here? Tomorrow. The next day. You know, sometimes there's people that I'm good at what I do. So I make, this is how I make my money. I can't bring that church stuff here. And guess what happens? You think you got all your T's crossed and dotted. You know all the right people. People say you good. And you know, you look the whole bottom of that bucket just fell out. And trust me, if you are in a bucket with the bottom out too long, you're everybody that know you. Won't know you, won't even recognize you, won't even acknowledge you. Trust me. Then we want to know what happened. We were disobedient to God. Whatever you sow is what you reap. And we have to be kind to us. We live it, and yes, we all make mistakes, not criticizing nobody, just making statements. We have to make sure. And we have the word here, it's encouraging us. It's encouraging us. It's our encouragement. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And there are those of us who have read this so many times, it's amazing. And you fall right into the trap. You fall right into it, then you have to figure out what it was about us that we chose to listen to them, opposed to doing what God said, opposed to trusting God. Mm-hmm. Now remember, God loves us. He does. He does. And when we have fallen short, when we have even been stubborn, and when the money is greater, or the position, or whatever it is, I just can't lose this. And God knows that I can't worship Him if I'm broke. Yeah, I heard people tell me that one. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do that. As mother said, we have to wear this earthly garment as a loose garment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we ask God to keep us strong in Him, encouraging Him in Him, and help us to make the right decisions and seek Him and allow Him. And if we put someone in our life who, oh my God, if God has placed someone in your life who is a godly person, and they hear from God, and you know the time that God speaks, and God speaks the word to them, to you, honor. That's what you do. You honor that man. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't turn on mercy. If something is said and you don't understand, pray, seek God. He'll give us understanding. God is you, and He will love you. Oh my God, He loves you. And we all need to feel that. We all need to feel that. When we go out, I just pray this morning that God grant everyone traveling mercy and protection. He sends help from the sanctuary. And God, each and every one of us,
hallelujah, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. God, our community, hallelujah. Oh, the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the atmosphere. Oh, God, God, love us, hallelujah. I wanted to read the 9th chapter of Genesis. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, unto your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your life will I require at the hands of every beast, will I require it, and at the hand of every man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whosoever sheds man's blood by man, shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man, and you be fruitful and multiply, bring your forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spoke unto Noah and his sons and saying, and I behold establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. He's a loving, kind, wonderful Father. Yes, he is. And you know, it's time for us to close this session and see you tomorrow. The Lord bless, number 6 and 24. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon thee and gives thee peace. And Jude, I like to read it. I just love reading it, I gotta say. God is good. Just remember today, if you don't remember anything else, God loves you. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, and the protection of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Love you. God bless you. Until tomorrow morning, same time. Amen.